This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Saturday night get-together here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's talk about the association. Get some NBA conversation in here. Got one of my favorite NBA guests. He's been good enough to come on with me for the last several years. He's going to do so again this year for the first time this year tonight. From CBSSports.com and CBS Sports HQ, Colin Ward-Henninger. Colin, Jody Mack here. How was your offseason?
My offseason, it was busy, but not for the reasons you think. I did nothing that's associated with the NBA. I had my first child, so a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of slobber on the hands and the shirts, but I'm ready to get back after it now that the season started.
Well, congratulations, my friend. I'm 30 years removed from it. Did it, but well out of that stage of my life. It's a fun stage. Enjoy and sneak in your NBA coverage when you can. And you'll do so with me for a good couple of minutes today. I've been asking this of the couple NBA guests I got on before the season started. The fact that it's an after-Olympic season, and there's always debate as to the prep for and the fallout after, if there is any. Well, this year you've got probably the NBA's MVP, Mr. Davis, out there in L.A. If not, on the East Coast, it's Jason Tatum. Top two players first couple weeks of the season, of course, both were Olympic players. I guess it's more good than bad in your estimation, would you say?
Yeah, I think, you know, traditionally you see that players just being around all that greatness, right? You're talking about, especially this past Olympic team, you get, you know, LeBron, Kevin Durant, and all these guys out there. They just absorb this knowledge and the work ethic and the approach to the game. So you do tend to see, especially the younger players, get a little bit of a boost after this Olympic season because they've really just kind of been around all those great players. So I think that's probably what we're seeing a little bit with Anthony Davis and Jason Tatum. These are two guys who have clearly been MVP talents, MVP level talents over the last few seasons, but just haven't quite reached that level. With Anthony Davis, it's a lot of injuries. With Tatum, it's a lot of consistency, kind of end of game situations. But you've absolutely seen those two take a step forward, and I think you're gonna see that from other players as well. You know, we saw Anthony Edwards out there, Tyrese Halliburton. Tatum is an interesting case because he didn't play very much during the Olympics. And I think Celtics fans probably weren't too happy that they took Tatum straight from the NBA Finals to the Olympics and kind of wore him out and brought him back, and he didn't even play that much. So you saw Steve Kerr get a couple boos during their matchup the other night, and I think, you know, that's the other thing you need to pay attention to with the Olympics is, yeah, they're going to get perhaps the performance boost on the court, but when we get to February, March, April, are these guys getting a little tired from playing that extra basketball over the summer? So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on.
Yeah, Tatum might not have played as much as he thought he was going to, but Derek White got plenty of time. So it wasn't like the Celtics weren't represented, just didn't expect White to be the guy who was playing. And by the way, Celtics off to a pretty damn good start. Those are the individuals, teams that have gotten off to a good start. Celtics 8-2 as expected. Suns off to a good start, but they've got an issue now. I'll get to that with you in a second. But the best of all, the Cleveland Cavs. 10-0, only undefeated team left in the NBA. is Kenny Atchison that great a coach that no one else knew it ahead of time? All of a sudden, he's pushing all those right buttons in Cleveland?
I think you have to say that that's got to be the difference, right? They have basically the exact same roster that they've had for the last couple seasons. But look, man, I've been telling people about the Cavs for years, right? When they made the playoffs 2 years ago, I was like, look, this team's really good. They've got defense. They've got offense. They've got late-game closers. They've got everything. And then they got smoked in the first round by the Knicks, so it didn't look so great. But this team clearly has the talent. Evan Mobley appears to have gone up a level. We're talking about what Kenny Atkinson has done differently. He's putting the ball in Evan Mobley's hands a bit more as a playmaker, and that's something that really stood out with him. You know, he's not the best post player. He's not a great shooter. But what he does have is the ability as a seven-footer to put the ball on the floor, to make reads, to make the right passes, and that's really what Kenny Atkinson has empowered him to do. And other than that, it's matching up the rotations. It's putting the right combinations of Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen together in the right situations. And so far, like you said, Kenny Atkinson is pushing all the right buttons. And this is a guy who everyone knows he's a really good coach. Like, that's not been a question. You know, he got kind of pushed out in Brooklyn, and then he's been an assistant coach with the Warriors, where he's kind of taken over the offense there. So clearly, Cleveland has had a good defense for the last couple seasons, but they were really lacking offensively, and that's what's changed this season. Number one team in the league in terms of offensive rating. I don't know if that's going to continue, but when you have dynamic scorers like Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland in the backcourt, and then those two bigs that I talked about, you kind of surround them with whatever you can. And remember, this team that hasn't even had Max Strus yet. He was a key offseason addition last year, and he hasn't even played yet this season. So I think Cleveland is in pretty good shape. Now, I don't know if they're going to go 82-0 this year, or maybe. I can't rule it out. But so far, they do look really, really good.
Now, the NBA, like every other sport, is a copycat league, and everybody looks at the top and sees what's working and tries to figure out if they can add that to their team. One thing Atkins has done great is he's not burying anybody with minutes. We talk about load management all the time. Load management can come in a couple different forms, complete night off or not playing massive minutes. And right now the Cavs don't have one guy playing more than 30 minutes, and they're 11 deep. Their rotation is 11 deep with George Niang getting 19 minutes as the 11th guy. Any in-season borrowing of philosophies, or is this going to run its Kenny Atchison course throughout the year, and the Cavs are just lucky enough to have that kind of talent that they can go that deep?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And when you think about it, I mentioned Atkinson was an assistant with Steve Kerr in Golden State. And the other team that's running a really deep rotation, 11, 12 guys, is the Golden State Warriors. So maybe there is something to that. Steve Kerr has always talked about his philosophy of making sure that he gets the guys at the end of the bench into the game. They're not always part of the rotation. It's usually a few spot minutes here and there. But you're seeing that it is possible. And the Cavs are doing it as well. You're seeing guys like Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, you know, George Niang and Tristan Thompson is getting some minutes here and there. It's a strategy that I think can work early in the season. As we get towards the playoffs, I don't know if having that deep of a rotation is going to be feasible. You're going to want to kind of whittle it down to make sure that you have whatever you're going to be end up doing in the playoffs. You want to see that during the regular season to make any tweaks that you need to make. But as for the beginning of the season, yeah, you're testing out who are the guys I can trust, what are the combinations that work. And as you mentioned, you're getting your stars rest. You're not playing them 35, 38 minutes a game. You're allowing them to have that kind of in-game rest as opposed to sitting out the game entirely like you're talking about. So I do think it's an interesting strategy. I don't think it's going to be adopted. It's very difficult to play 11, 12 guys in the game and figure out the right way to do it. But if you're going to do it, I think early in the season is the right time.
Now, the Cavs have not lost a game yet. For me, best team in the West has only lost one game. That would be the Oklahoma City Thunder. They won the most games last year. Didn't work out in the playoffs the way number one seed is supposed to. But they were only going to get better because they are as young as they are. They add two big pieces in Hartenstein and Caruso during the offseason. And I thought that could be what would lift them. Well, Hartenstein hasn't played yet because he got hurt. And Caruso is in the rotation, but kind of on the bottom of the bench. this team just going to get that much better because of another year in experience?
Yeah, it's insane. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander isn't even playing that well by his standards, and they're just absolutely smashing people. Dirty, this defense, this has a chance to be an all-time good defense. Right now, they're allowing fewer than 100 points per 100 possessions. It's actually a lot lower than 100 points per 100 possessions. It's unheard of in the modern NBA, where teams are shooting 53s in a game, and they are just locking people down. So that's where the Oklahoma City Thunder's success starts. They have guys like Jalen Williams, Lou Dort, Cason Wallace, very physical, strong, long defenders. And then you have Chet Holmgren in the middle, a very mobile big who's just an incredible shot blocker with his timing and his ability to stay out of foul trouble, which is something that gets overlooked a lot, especially in a young big like that, to be able to stay on the floor. So that's where it starts. And yeah, as you mentioned, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, both taking a step forward. And how could they not? They're so young. They're 22, 23 years old. They're just going to keep getting better. And you mentioned Alex Caruso and Isaiah Hartenstein. It was almost unfair. You know what it reminds me of? It's those old days with the San Antonio Spurs where they would get a guy like Boris Diaw and you'd be like, oh my God, like he's going to be so good with the Spurs. It's just Caruso and Hartenstein are just the perfect players. They're exactly what they needed, a backup center and another tough defensive wing, all defense level players. So they go deep as well, as you mentioned. Mark Dagnall is not afraid to throw in guys at the end of the bench. So they're incredible. Everyone knew they were going to be incredible. It's just going to be a matter of what happens in the playoffs. Do they have those second and third, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren guys, have they had enough experience to be able to compete with the best teams in the West? And as we know, the West is just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's an absolute beast, as usual.
All right, so we talked about the teams that are off to great starts sitting atop. Let's talk about a couple of teams that are struggling mighty out of the gate, both in the Eastern Conference. Number one is a team I watch altogether too much, Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid hasn't played yet. The fact that he hasn't played, why he hasn't played, isn't completely known to all Sixer fan or Sixer media, some of the best-kept secrets in the NBA. We know he's not playing tonight because he's got to do his third game of suspension for shoving a media member in Philadelphia. So without Embiid, they just haven't been good. They get George back, but he plays one game before Maxey gets hurt. Now he's going to be out for several weeks. Can this, come apart at the seams and the Sixers be so bad for the first month of the season that they don't even make the play-in?
I'm not ready to go there yet, just because by some miracle, those three are actually on the court together at the same time. I mean, that is an absolute dynamic trio of Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and now adding Paul George, just the perfect complement to those two as a two-way wing, a guy who can get after it defensively, a guy who can knock down catch-and-shoot threes, a guy who can also be the creator when Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid are on the bench. Whatever you need him to do, he can do. I just hope we get a chance to see it. The Joel Embiid situation is frustrating for fans, so it's frustrating for him. Who knows what's going on in terms of his physical physical health. Obviously, he had the altercation with the reporter. That came, a day or two after he kind of gave a message through the media saying how fed up he was with fans who were complaining about him not being on the court, with media members who were saying he needed to get out there. So he's feeling the frustration. This is a guy who, as we know, was having arguably the best offensive season of all time last season. You're talking like up there with Wilt Chamberlain in terms of his efficiency and points per minute before he got injured. So, and then in the playoffs, obviously he gets hurt pretty much every single playoff run. So I think they're trying to do whatever they can. He said, you know what, the 65-game rule, just throw it out the window. Forget MVP, forget all NBA. I'm trying to win a championship, and in order to do that, we need to make sure that I'm absolutely healthy before I get out on the floor. And, you know, we'll see if it makes a difference. The guy's 7'2 and 350 pounds. Who knows how much he weighs? He's gigantic, and that's a lot of weight to put on him, especially when he is as mobile as he is. So who knows if he can stay healthy, but, you know, the Sixers, they always struggle when Embiid's out. I think that that's always going to be the case with the way this team is constructed. But I think when those three are on the court, I think they do have a chance. So I don't think the East is deep enough for them to be in like the play-in conversation, assuming Embiid can get to like 50 games. But they might be, you know, a 5-6 seed. I think that's definitely in the realm of possibilities.
If they have been the worst team in the NBA so far, the Milwaukee Bucks are not that far behind. At least the Sixers, you understand, because Embiid hasn't played yet. George missed 5 games. Maxey's going to be out for a while. Milwaukee's been relatively healthy and relatively bad. And Giannis, to the point of calling out some teammates after they got their butts kicked by the Knicks. Is Milwaukee a team that is going to need to shake something up? I know they've been very active in changing coaches. I don't know how Doc Rivers is a fit there. What does Milwaukee do to get it turned around?
I mean, if I knew, they would hire me immediately. This is bad, man. I watched them play. It was against the Memphis Grizzlies. They were at home. And they were just getting absolutely blown off the court. Like, I'm talking like effort issues, like guys not getting back on defense, guys turning the ball over carelessly. It's so strange with a team led by a guy like Giannis, who's just got so much passion and has been such a good leader over the years, to see a team that just is completely just not caring out there, frankly, when you watch them play. So obviously a lot of that is to the coach, right? They fired Adrian Griffin, who I forget what his record was, but they were really good. They fired him because of some locker room issues and guys not really buying into his system. And Doc Rivers came in, and he's been terrible. Like, he was bad at the end of last season. He's bad at the beginning of this season. So whatever issues they thought he was going to solve, he clearly has not solved. And some of this you just have to put down to personnel, right? They have at the top Damian Lillard and Giannis, who are two of the best in the game. Chris Middleton hasn't played, and who knows how much he's ever going to play in the rest of his career. He seems to be constantly hurt. And then after that, you're looking at, you know, Bobby Portis, Brooke Lopez, pretty good. Then where are you? You got, you know, Torian Prince, AJ Green, Gary Trent, these guys who are just kind of these journeymen, you know, not really a featured people in the NBA. So defensively, they've been really bad. Offensively, they've been really bad. And that results in a really bad team. So what concerns me is that when you hear Doc Rivers talk about it, he's always just kind of like, yeah, we're going to turn around. Okay, yeah, you know, it's going to get better. I can tell. It's just a matter of time. I think they're going to need to do something in order to make that happen. And reportedly, they want to make a trade. But when teams are calling them and saying, hey, let's do this guy and this guy for this guy, and they say, the Bucks say, oh, we can't do that because they're under the second apron because of the amount of money that they're spending. It severely limits the type of transactions they can make. They can't aggregate players. They can't take back more salary than they're giving out. There's so many things that they're hindered by. So I don't know what the fix is, because a trade is not going to be easy. They've given away most of their draft picks. It's ugly in Milwaukee right now.
It really is. I got one last question for you, maybe the most important question. Are you ready for NBA Cup action? The equivalent of last year's preseason, in-season tournament. I'll give them credit. They hyped the heck out of it, and they did build up some interest in it. Will the sequel be as good as the original?
You know, I'm just, you know, mourning the loss of the IST. I was just getting used to the acronym, you know, IST. It sounds pretty good. Now we got NBA Cup. We got to change all our stuff that we're writing and everything else. You know, Jody, I wish I could be honest, or I wish I could lie to you, but I have not given one second of thought to the NBA Cup since I started covering the NBA this season. It has not been on my agenda. I know that I'm going to be going to the Warriors game on Tuesday, in Klay Thompson's return to the Bay, and that is going to be an NBA Cup game. I know that. That's the most I know, and I know they're going to have the crazy courts and everything like that. But, you know, hey, I'm all for it. I like them mixing it up, especially early in the season when everybody's got their eyes on football, giving people something to at least, you know, they're flipping through the channels and say, hey, what's going on with that court? Oh, it's an in-season tournament game. How does that work? I don't know. Nobody knows how it works. But eventually, it'll get to the end. And then those games, as we saw last year, they do get intense. Players want to win. You know, it's competitiveness, and they get some money. So, you know, I wouldn't say I'm looking forward to it, but I'm always excited to see new and interesting things in the NBA. How's that for a political answer?
Very good. Good hedge on your part. And I was actually very much against it last year, and I had to, after it was over and done with, give them credit, because they did add interest in season to November games, which is not always easy to do. At the end of the year, it didn't really end up meaning a hell of beans. I know the Lakers hung a banner, which I thought was ridiculous. But we'll see if it's good again this year. I'm coming into it with a more open mind. Have a great time at the game Wednesday for the return of Klay Thompson. That should be a hell of a lot of fun. I'll be looking for what you write and what you drop on HQ. Congratulations on the addition to the family. I appreciate you jumping out with me tonight. We'll get you on plenty during the year, bud.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You catch Colin Ward Henninger on CBS HQ, and you can read him on CBSSports.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.